Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is a special edition of Follow the Money here on VSiN, and we are live today before kickoff. 6.5 hours away, in fact, from downtown Las Vegas, and the Circa Resort and Casino. Anticipation has been building for this big game now for 2 full weeks. We are loaded with guests today. Among them, Michael Lombardi will join us in a half an hour. Mike Pritchard on the program. Matt Youmans, you're going to hear about his best bets. Ben Fowkes on big bets and where the money is going across the country. Adam Chernoff will break it down in 2 hours with us. And Mike Palm to get a report here at Circa. Paulie, it's crazy where we are at now with legal sports betting. When you look back and how many states where you could place a bet in the history here, go back to 2018 in this country, you could place a bet legally in one state. It was out here in Nevada. In 2019, it was up to 8. The following year, 14. In 2021, that number was 20 plus Washington, D.C. In 2022, that number rose to 30. And this year, we have 33 states where people can bet legally on the Super Bowl.
Yep, that's right, my friend. How things have changed.
Oh, yes.
And where is the game next year? As we talked about last week on the program, what were the odds that we would get a team and a Super Bowl and it would embrace gambling and all of it? I mean, this has been an incredible turn of events here with the NFL. And for years, it was just, you know, like, some dumpy kid in the Midwest. That was me playing Super Bowl squares with the family. And now you see how it's evolved and the great job they're doing here with the squares. But
did you ever get involved with those brown tickets? Did anybody in your family or any of your friends ever have, like, really young? I'm talking years ago now. My dad would have, like, this thing that he would bring home from work. It was like a brown ticket that you would open up like this, and it would be like 7-3. And there's your number on the game. I don't even remember what they're called. It was so long ago. He would do it for bowl games. He would do it for NFL playoff games and for the Super Bowl.
Oh, we draw out of a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another way to do it.
Yeah.
And there you can get, by the way, if you're watching today the Super Bowl at a house party with a bunch of people, you can get creative with how you're going to approach this game today. Everybody bring like ones and fives, and you can bet on the next commercial. You can bet on the next play what it's going to be. You can have fun with that with friends. American Gaming Association, a record 50.4 million American adults are expected to bet $16 billion on the Super Bowl. The expected number of bettors is a 61% increase. And 30 million Americans plan to place a traditional sports wager online at a retail sports book or with a bookie, which is up 66% from last year. That's American gaming numbers.
Yeah. I know David Purdom, ESPN Chalk, threw it out there. Are you betting more or less than you did last year? And, you know, we haven't seen the huge bets. There were the million-dollar bets. There were a couple big bets an hour ago on the total. But it just seems like there isn't as much steam as has been in the years past, even though, to me, it's a great matchup on paper. But who knows if there's Chiefs fatigue or whatever the reason.
Well, where are you at, then? Are you betting more this year than last year?
I'm betting a little less based on, because I'm not in love with the props like I have been in years past, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't that excited for last year's game. This game, I think, is awesome.
Oh, this game on
last
paper
year was,
could be.
I mean, the Bengals, I think, just got hot at the right time. Well, you give Burrow a lot of credit. It was they were done against Tennessee. McPherson saved them, and Tannehill was awful. So, and then somehow the Rams, as a 4 seed, got the game at home. And they were down late.
Yeah,
so
they were both lower-seeded teams. Yeah. This year we get the 2-1s. I think, I haven't done the math on it, I think I probably have bet a little bit more this year than last year. I'm not even going to include the promos I was doing. Well, we were in Arizona last week. I'm not going to include that. But I'm just saying about the other regular bets, it's probably up maybe a tick from last year, but nothing out of the ordinary, I don't think.
I think it's the easiest game to handicap, though, in terms of if this happens, if the Eagles control the line of scrimmage and especially push them around up front with the offensive line, then they will have a big day running the ball, and that's your ball game. And do they slow down Mahomes? And is this team that was number one in sacks get to Mahomes and frustrate him and make it difficult for him like the Buccaneers did, although he was compromised in that game? The O-line was, rather, too, and then the foot injury. But there it is. Then that Eagles are going to win, and it could be maybe a double-digit win. But there's a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas, and you also have Hurts, who's been awesome this year and would have been the MVP, 24 years old, and trying to become the fourth quarterback to win a Super Bowl before the age of 25.
Yeah, we did see a bunch of Chiefs money yesterday, last night, into this morning. It came down. Actually, Westgate was at a pick'em here in town.
South Point was at 2. Did you see that?
And then they dropped all the way down
to
1.
They got the 2, and then the big bets came in, and then they went down to pick, and then there were more huge Philly bets at pick also. William Hill stayed steady at 1.5, and Circus stayed at 1, and they're still at 1, last check.
I will tell you where I'm at in this whole process. I'll take you back 2 weeks ago. After the Chiefs eventually defeated the Bengals, and that number was first starting to populate on the board, and it opened up Chiefs around 2, some spots here where we broadcast from 2.5, others 2, 1.5 in that neighborhood. And I was on social media, and I paid attention to, you know, some of the people who are willing to share what they're betting. And they're sharp bettors. They do this for, you know, a living. They're like, okay, we're all in on the Eagles here. And I was real careful. I'm like, man, I don't want to overreact to what we watched today. I'm taking nothing away from the Eagles' win against the 49ers. And I thought the Chiefs were extremely fortunate to beat the Bengals. So I'm like, okay, let me check the books. And already here in Las Vegas, Philly moved to 1.5-point favorites at most books. There was one pick'em on the board. So I'm like, oh, let me grab that pick'em. And then eventually I grabbed an alternate number on the Chiefs plus 6.5, trying to hit both of those. I'm telling you right now, I have really no confidence in my bet on the Eagles at pick'em. I mean, this could go either way. I mean, I could see it's, again, because it is Mahomes, obviously, that we're talking about here. But the closer we get to kickoff, I think that, and I brought this up when we were in Arizona, I think the most underrated part or the most under-talked about under-discussed part of this whole game is how the Chiefs' offensive line protecting Mahomes is really good, and there's a chance the Eagles' front will not touch the guy.
Well, that's fair, but I'll disagree a little bit because I could see Reddick wrecking this game. 19.5 sacks, and he's going against Wiley, and Wiley allowed the fourth most sacks in the league with the Pro Football Focus numbers. So if Reddick makes life hell for him and he uses Wiley as a turnstile, yeah, that'll just about do it for me.
I think they only allowed 26 overall in the season. The Chiefs did. And that was the fourth fewest amount in the entire league. So they were really good.
Do they get heat on Hurts? That's another angle, too. I mean, it's one thing to do it against Cincinnati, as they had 3 offensive linemen out, and Jones was great, and you have to worry about Frank Clark. But that's I don't know if they're going to put heat on Hurts.
Yeah.
If he has time to throw and they gash him on the ground, and it could be pick your poison.
That's a really good question. I was listening to the Lombardi line here before us on the way in, and Michael Lombardi brought up a great point, and that is when you pay attention to Chris Jones, his helmet is offsides in almost every single play. So how is Carl Sheffers going to call the game today and his crew? Again, this is an all-star crew, so this is not the typical crew that Sheffers works with during the regular season. But for what it's worth, Sheffers did call the most amount of flags, did throw the most flags this year in the entire league for the most amount of yards. And he ranked also at or near the very top last year. So hopefully when we're back talking about this game tomorrow, the officials will not be a story. That's what we all want.
Please, don't tell me. I am not coming in here Monday, and that's after what happened in the AFC title game. It can't happen. It can't happen for anybody. Fans, the league, Goodell, the officials, no one.
Yeah.
Another thing, I love what Lombardi said. So Friday I talked about I give the Eagles a coaching edge just from the it's an advantage for them that they're going 4 downs and how you run your offense. If it's 3rd and 7, we can run the ball because we're going for it on 4th down. And I'll go for it even deep in my own territory if I'm Sirianni. And you know how dangerous this offense is.
Oh, he will do
and,
that.
And like, but I didn't bring this up Friday, but Lombardi did. The Chiefs were horrendous. Worst team in the league, 3rd and 1.
Oh, yeah.
So if you get in, that could decide the game, too.
They can't push guys around up
front.
That's
right. So if that, we know they're automatic, 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1. Eagles. Chiefs aren't. So suddenly, if you have a 3rd and 1, 4th quarter, and you run the ball and you lose 2 yards and you have to punt, I mean, stuff like that. And if he's going to go for it and be aggressive, he can just use the push play that's been so. Who knows? It might come down. 2-point convert. There could be a penalty. Someone could jump off sides. You could say, thank you very much. I'm taking the free point. I'm going for it at the 1-yard line. I mean, all this stuff, I think, plays a big role in to get the edge of the Eagles, too. What Lombardi said about that.
I'll tie in last year's game again to today. I hated it last year when Zach Taylor went for it right away in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, what, at the 50-yard line or in his own territory? Right away in the game in the first quarter, he went for it. Now, again, they were down 3 offensive linemen against that Rams front. I'm like, dude, don't do this. Don't go for it. This is a bad... If you don't get this right now, you're really up against the wall here. And that decision eventually cost them because the Rams scored and they took the lead in the first quarter. If Zach Taylor is going to do that in the Super Bowl, why would Sirianni change who he is?
No, yeah.
That's not going to happen.
No. He said it earlier in the week. He's right. Don't treat this like the other 19 games. You're 16-1 when this guy starts. Be aggressive. Don't change a damn thing because it worked and your offense was awesome.
Yep.
You know. Now, Kansas City was great on 3rd down this year, number 2 in the league. But the 3rd and short stuff is just baffling.
It is.
The 3rd and 1.
Yep.
I mean, bananas. But both teams were excellent on 3rd down this year. Kansas City was horrendous red zone defense. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kansas City kicking field goals and is Philly punching it in? I would give the Eagles the edge there, too.
I'm looking across the country right now. Most books are at Philadelphia -1.5. Some are at 1. Again, I think they kind of found looking for a price discovery for some of these shops. When they eventually went to pick today, they quickly moved it back up to Eagles -1 or, you know, maybe potentially 1.5.
You see what just...
So, I don't think the Chiefs are going to go off the favorite here
today.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. Someone did $500,000 on over 49.5, and then someone bet $500,000 on over 51. The guy laid $1.25 on over 1 on 49.5. Walk across the street.
Oh,
one was
man.
At BetMGM, the other one was at Caesars. For the guy who bet over 51. Westgate's 52 on the game now. But that's
what, they are now, huh?
What?
I missed
that.
Why
are you playing over 51 when it was like, we'll go across the street?
Wow, okay. Also, Jay Cornegay tweeted this out from the Westgate. Tickets wagered, heads 54%, tails 46%. Money wagered, heads 45%, tails 55%. Sharps on tails?
At Caesars, one of their biggest liabilities in 2 states is heads. Tails. Tails was like the second most popular bet at 2 states at Caesar Properties.
More on this vaunted Philly defense up next. You'll notice quite a difference in various numbers when playing good offenses compared to bad offenses.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is a VSiN Big Game Betting Update. Here is Stormy Bonantoni.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of just $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the daily recap of top plays made from VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like betting splits, deep dive betting reports, betting guides for the biggest games of the season, props, and more. Don't miss out. This is a limited time offer. Visit vsin.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Super Bowl Sunday. We are finally here, ladies and gentlemen. Eagles have held largely as a 1.5-point favorite over the course of the last 10 days, but we are seeing some movement. Chiefs getting some loves and ones popping around town. Total sitting 51. The team that has gone off the favorite in the Super Bowl, mind you, 39-17 straight up. Jalen Hurts, despite dealing with a shoulder injury over the past month and a half, has not had an injury distinction leading up to the big game. And for those of you concerned about quarterback Patrick Mahomes and that high ankle sprain, he has practiced in full every day this week. He also knows the challenge ahead, taking on one of the best defenses in the NFL. Come in just a couple hours. He spoke to reporters earlier this week about the task at hand with this D.
It's hard to pick one. I mean, obviously, I'd probably say the defensive line just because, I mean, they're on the, like, a historic sack rate and the way they're able to get to the quarterback. And so everybody knows that everything starts up front. And so it'll be a great challenge for our offensive line to try to do what they can in the run game and the pass game of protecting and run blocking. But, I mean, they got great DBs. They got great linebackers. And so when you have a great unit, it's about how can you execute and just and prevent negative plays. And they've done a great job, especially in the playoffs, of causing negative plays and then in turnovers. Are usually what win and lose a football game.
As we head back out to Circa Resort and Casino, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard holding it down with Follow the Money. One of the negative talking points about this Eagles team is that they haven't played anybody, guys, and they haven't played an offense specifically as good as Kansas City. Is that a concern to you guys at all when it comes to how the Eagles have fared against stronger offenses and weaker ones in the regular season?
The answer for me, Stormy, the answer is absolutely yes. And when you do a breakdown historically of strength of schedule comparing the two Super Bowl participating teams, the numbers don't lie, right, Paulie? We talked about that over the last 2 weeks. When there is a difference of at least 10 spots in SOS going back to the year 2000, the team with the better record against or the better SOS is 10-3. And one of those games was Atlanta and New England, so it could very easily be 11-2. And to her question about how the Eagles' defense and how they performed against good offenses. Well, here's a little bit of a breakdown on the season. 17 games overall in the regular season. 12 of those against bottom half offenses and backup quarterbacks. They were third overall in EPA per play and first in EPA passing per play. Against top 22 offenses, which are considered non-bottom 10, they were seventh in EPA per play and third in passing EPA per play. But if you go against top 16 offenses overall in the entire league, they were 20th, the Eagles defense now again, in EPA per play and 19th in passing EPA per play. And you can break it down even more than that, and you can see the differences. When they played bad teams on offense, they were really, really good. When they played good teams on offenses, the numbers were not the same. So that is, I mean, the SOS, again, Paulie, wow. As we've said 1,000 times, it's the ultimate I told you so kind of game.
They also were sensational, though, in point differential and blew these teams out for the most part. People keep using the Lions example. Well, Goff only threw for 200 yards in that game. You can bring up the second meeting against Dallas when when they scored 40 and Dak had 350 yards. Okay, but to piggyback her question, how much do you put into what Debo and Ayuk said? Debo, we were going to attack their DBs all game long. They're quick to trigger on certain stuff that they had seen on film, so we had stuff what we knew they were going to bite off. They'll see the stem of a route and try to guess. And then Ayuk said, don't do this, but Ayuk said, take everything you have and put it on Kansas City because they haven't seen a quarterback like this, and we were going to chew them up, and we're going to have a big day through the air against them before Purdy got hurt. So,
and now look at who they have to face, right? They have to face the MVP of the league, the best quarterback in football, and also a guy who teams can't stop on offense, being their tight end, Travis Kelce, who has been, a wrecking ball to opposing defenses in the playoffs, by the way. He gets better when it comes to, games that are important.
Right. How much did you do with him with props?
I have nothing on him other than anytime touchdown. That's the only thing I have on him.
8 of the last 9 postseason games, touchdown. 95-plus yards, 7 of the last postseason games. It's just like the Jacksonville. Well, we're going to take him away. 17 targets, whatever. Not even running routes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't stop this guy.
So here's his head coach, Andy Reid. He was asked, why is Kelce always open?
Listen, Trev has a good feel for the game, and in particular for space. Teams have doubled him and banged him around and man coverage, put DBs on him, corners and safeties, linebackers. They've tried a lot of different things. So throughout his career now, he's seen about everything you can put on him. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. So, but he has a great relationship with our quarterback. Those two are on the same page. They see the defenses the same way. They're best friends on the field and off the field. That, I guess, helps too. You want to be, if you're a receiver, you want to be friendly with the quarterback for sure. And Travis, Travis is he studies. He comes off like a nice, funny guy and happy-go-lucky, but he studies like crazy and he knows defenses.
Okay.
So here you go. Kelce in his career, we're talking 17 games now in the playoffs. Is this good? 127 catches, 1,467 yards, and 15 touchdowns. That's just absolutely bonkers. I mean, and Reid is right. He has basically seen everything that teams can throw at him. Like, what could you possibly... Remember when, I guess, like Aqib Talib... there was a game in the regular season years ago when the Patriots played the Saints, and Belichick said, you're going to be our Jimmy Graham stopper in this game. And Jimmy Graham was like, at the time he was Gronk, and every game was like 8 for 120 and 2 touchdowns. He was unreal, like in fantasy and everything. And he couldn't catch the ball. Like, not every team has that. Like, that was his mission that day, was to stop Jimmy Graham, and he did. But that's Haley's Comet. That never happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like we talked about with Sal Pal, though. How do I beat Mahomes? How do I keep him on the field or keep him off the field, keep him on the sideline, time of possession, right? I love that prop with the Eagles. But chew clock, keep play, keep away, and keep him on the sideline. And that's another way you can beat him too. Can't do damage when he doesn't have the ball. And it also comes down to the pass rush as well. Can you slow down Mahomes from that standpoint? The other thing is, as I said Friday, I can't see a scenario where the Chiefs win the game and Mahomes or Kelce don't win MVP. Can you?
Same here.
How can that be?
I can't.
You're not going to get another Scantling performance or something. You can't. Right. If Scantling has like 130, well, because Mahomes will have 300, 350 then if that's the case.
You know what it'd have to be, honestly. And this is very far-fetched, but this is what it would take. It would take a Chiefs 17-14 type of win. Mahomes would be picked off twice. He would have like 220 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and Kelce would have like 13 catches for 150 of those yards and both touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one way that he could win the MVP.
Yeah. And again, I see several scenarios where you could, several Eagles could get this, including defense.
Yeah.
Who are these people betting the kickers? There's some pretty good sized bets on it. What would that have to, Come on. You'd have to get like a 9-6 type deal.
You would need 12-10, and the winning team with 12 points would have to have all four field goals.
Or it's like two 55-yard bombs or something.
Right.
There's a total of 51. How's a kicker going to win an MVP?
Looking at the updated odds screen right now, there is one outlier with a total in this city anyway. Wins at 52 right now on the total. Most other books are at 51. Mirage is at 50.5, and the under on that one is -105. If you want to bet it there, so juiced accordingly. Over at that book, and nationally speaking, outside of the city, the total is at 50.5 at some spots, but basically holding steady at 51 at most other spots. Did you bet anything on the total?
I bet the under, yeah.
Under 51?
I have under first quarter. I bet under 10 first quarter, too.
I don't mind that.
And I have no score, first five and a half minutes. I got that, too.
I like how creative, though. They were popping up now as... You know, the days moved on, but more books were posting like any score in the first minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So just whatever you like, it's going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Denny's menu. That's the Andy Reid cheeseburger deluxe on the Denny's menu.
What if Kansas City loses this game?
It's possible.
Five straight AFC title games.
Yeah.
And you would have one Super Bowl.
We will hear how Patrick Mahomes is overrated. Can't wait for that.
I mean, it's hard to win these, and it's hard to get in this position.
Is.
But if you lose this game today, and you look back, you won one Super Bowl in that stretch, and they were down double digits in that win? Oh!
Windows don't stay open forever. Although this dude is...
Well, that's impressive, no doubt. Yeah. But, I mean, you got to be really...
Michael Lombardi up next year on the program. What's his strongest conviction now that we are approximately 6 hours away from kickoff?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Let's go. Kick it off. Everything set at Bet Rivers. Ton of specials. Same game parlay. Bet and get live. Bet and get football squares game. Going up to $10,000 in bonus money. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Oh, my God. The house specials. Will a kicker or punter make a tackle? 20-1. Read 'em and weep promotion. As an Andy. Any ruling overturned by a challenge +130. Will Reddick have the most sacks 3-1? And will we go tails, touchback, first pass complete to start? Bing, bang, boom, +380.
Wow.
Great house specials at Bet Rivers. Get up there.
Here we go with the great Michael Lombardi hanging out here at Circa. Just did a show, finished up for 2 hours. Now he's hanging out, going to be on this show, obviously, right now. Later on with the godfather himself, Brent Musburger. How you holding up?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I mean, look, we finally got here. It's been forever, right? It takes forever to get to this game, but it's good to be here. It's good to be with you guys. So it's good to be in the studio with you, too.
It can be a little bit tough. Yeah. I mean, thinking about and examining the same game for 2 weeks on the old brain. You know, I mean, at some point you're like, oh,
especially
boy.
Especially an even game. Like, I mean, if anybody tells you they have a conviction of this game, like, I get people go KC. I get people going Philly. I don't know how you say this is – I know this is how the game's going to go. I can't get there.
I bet Philly 2 weeks ago on Sunday night. I have zero confidence in the bet that it's going to get there today.
Yeah,
so
I'm with you. I thought Philly – the guy just out here in the book was hitting me with it. He's like, I had Philly right after the game. Now I'm confused.
Yep.
Because I think it can go either way. Because, you know, one thing we said on our show, all we heard all week in Phoenix, you guys were there too, was like the Eagles, but they have Mahomes. But they have Mahomes is always right. Hedge your bet. It's always like – okay, well, you know, I have a chance to be right because if I took the Eagles, then I'm right. But I didn't, you know, they have Mahomes.
Yep. So do you, okay, it is on the game overall, but is there a part of the game when you really break it down, like the Eagles offensive line, like you're convinced like they're going to do a great job against the Chiefs front, or is anything else that sticks out to you?
Yeah, I think the Eagles can control the front, right? I think there should be a prop. Will Chris Jones get called for offsides? The guy's helmet's in the neutral zone the entire game, okay? Yeah. I can't imagine he doesn't get called. I think the Eagles' offensive line and their physicality has to show up in the game. I don't think this is a game where Hurts has got to be elite. I just think Hurts has got to be efficient. He's got to play within himself. And then they've got to be able to convert third downs. They've got to be able to stay on the field on those third downs like they did on that drive against San Francisco. And I think Goddard has a huge role in the game. I think what the Eagles cannot do, They cannot be one score or 4 points ahead in the fourth quarter and give the ball back to Mahomes. I just do not think that's good for them. I think as the longer the game goes, if they don't build a lead, that defensive front, which we're all counting on when you say we like the Eagles, you say, well, if we like the Eagles, we're counting on the Eagles front to win the game, right? That front's going to get tired. We played here in 14. In the first quarter, we didn't score a point. Their defensive front dominated the game. We scored 14 in the second quarter. The third quarter, they were fresh again. We couldn't do anything, couldn't add the lead. The fourth quarter, we scored 14 and got the lead. And so because the only reason we did was they were tired. We finally could block them in the fourth quarter. We could block them in the second. I think that's a little bit of this game. If the Eagles get tired, they have great depth in their front. But if they get tired, Mahomes is going to be great, which is why one of the props I love, Mitch, Paulie, I love Mahomes over 26.5 completions. I think he will be pinpoint accurate.
Okay.
Really? Excellent. Okay.
Wow. Right. I love what you talked about Friday, and it's not getting enough attention. Why is Kansas City so bad 3rd-and-1?
Because they have no physicality in their offensive line. It's all a pass protection offensive line. One of the things I didn't agree with when they traded for Orlando Brown was Orlando Brown needs to come off the ball and use his size and physicality, right? He's not an athlete. I mean, the guy ran 5'9 at the combine. I mean, Al Davis would have had him on a board so far away, wouldn't have mattered. So he's not athletic. And so when he has to vertically pass set all the time, you can get the edge on him. And we've seen this happen against the Bengals when they rush three. The Bengals rushers get there. And because of that, they have no physicality in their line. They have no real – they don't have a lead back. They don't have a tight end that blocks. I mean, I've said this all week long. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Kelce's not a tight end. He's not a tight end. He is a wide receiver. He's an elite wide receiver. But he doesn't block anybody. He easy releases to block a safety. There's no point of attack blocking on the edge of the line, so they have no real inside power run game.
Yeah. I think the numbers reflect exactly what you just said. Really bad on 3rd-and-1. And you look at the adjusted sack rate and how many they allow, they're like the 4th best team in football. Like they don't allow the other team to get to Mahomes.
And he gets the ball out. And then when they break down, that's when all of a sudden you're holding on because you didn't script this. He's running around, but he's not running around like Kyler Murray running around. He's running around like tactically running around. And he's going to strike and throw the ball the wrong way but still make a play. That's what you can't account for. We give Andy Reid so much credit and he deserves it. But those off-scripted plays Mahomes makes aren't in anybody's playbook.
Do you like Pacheco today?
I like McKinnon today. Here's why. I think in games like this, what matters is trust. Trust. Trust matters. And they trust McKinnon in pass protection. Now, if they're going to run this thing today, Pacheco's going to have a big day. I just don't see them really running the ball. Dallas couldn't run the ball on this team. When you go back and watch that Dallas tape, Dallas, you know, Pollard had 19 yards. I think Zeke averaged 3.2 a carry. Pollard was at 3.5. You know, Dak was the one who ran the ball for over, and they got 32 carries for 115 yards. They threw, Dallas threw it on him. I think it's a misconception you can run on Philly. I think Philly's hard to block.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The offensive line's so damn good, too. I mean, they shut down Dallas. They shut down Bosa in San Francisco. Thibodeau didn't do anything. They shut down the
Giants.
Yeah,
well, they play from in front. See, here's the problem. Yeah. They make you defend run and pass every play. Like, they make you – and for the Chiefs to win, you want them to get to where they have to throw it. You know, so when you have to defend run and pass on every play, because they'll run it on 3rd-and-3. They have no problem running on 3rd-and-3.
Because I'll go for it
fourth down. So you can't really get your hand in the dirt and go up the field.
Okay. How about – are you concerned about the shoulder? And then how do they – what does the passing attack look like? Is it a big game for Brown? Could it be Goddard?
I said this all along. I felt like – that at the end of the year, I really truly believe that Hurts will have offseason shoulder surgery. I think he's going to have to get that repaired. But I think he'll get through the game. Now, I didn't think he had great velocity on the ball the last game. We had Marcus Hayes on our show earlier, and Marcus Hayes talked about how they felt like the extra week's rest, he'll get more velocity. But if he takes a hit in the game, who knows?
Yeah.
Is that one of the reasons why you like Goddard? Can be more underneath stuff?
Yeah, I think Goddard's going to be. I think they have a hard time matching up to Goddard.
Yeah.
Plus all the play, and it's easier throws. One of the things you look at, I think what doesn't get talked enough about, is percentage of targets to catches. Okay, that's really important. So how that tells you efficiency. Goddard's at over 70%. He had 66 targets, 48 catches. That's rare. These Eagle receivers are really good in that area. I mean, Smith is over 70. They're tactical in their passing game.
Yeah, and another guy that I like in that area today for the Eagles would be Gainwell out of the backfield because the Chiefs are really bad at defending running backs in the air, and they allow 6.5 catches per game and almost 50 yards. That's why I like Gainwell's props, because they don't throw the ball to Boston Scott or Miles Sanders.
No.
They basically throw it to Gainwell.
I think Gainwell's speed's a problem. And I mean, we had Stormy on. I'm sure you guys will have her on too. Gainwell's a real popular bet. Yeah. Thomas Gable was talking about that back at the Borgata. A lot of people coming to the window on the Gainwell. I think Gainwell was the difference in the San Francisco game. If they would have stayed with Sanders in that game, I don't think they would have run the ball as effectively. Mm. Gainwell's speed was a problem for the 49ers. You got to match up with that.
Yeah, and he was awesome against the Giants.
Yep. But look, everybody that wants to take the Chiefs or the Eagles didn't play anybody. I don't know who they could have played. I mean, just can't put a team on your schedule.
When did you leave Arizona?
Friday night.
Okay. Did you see what happened at Pizzeria Bianca?
No, I didn't.
Four and a half hour wait?
I mean, it was good pizza, Paulie. I mean, I don't know if I'd wait 4.5 hours for anybody, but I mean, it was good pizza. I mean, and plus the chef's table, everybody watches that show. If you're there, you might as well go, right? I mean, why not? I think
Wetzel wrote about it at Yahoo Sports.
Oh, he did?
He said, forget about Goodell's cocktail party. Forget about Gronk's party that he's having. He's like, there's a small pizza place close to downtown Phoenix. It's a 4.5 hour wait.
It was unbelievable. And when did you? I didn't really go through the restaurant, but it's tiny in there.
Very small.
I mean, he could add more proper, but I guess the oven is all he has there. When you watch the chef's table, he developed flour disease in his lungs from making so many pizzas that he has, you know, he doesn't make them anymore.
How about that, Paul? You got to watch the show. It's amazing.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. I was telling the story at dinner. Yeah. Incredible. Between that and the Al Davis stories, I didn't want the night to end.
Here's where I have a lot of respect for you. I mean, what percentage Italian are you?
100%.
100% Italian. You appreciate pizza when it's good anywhere.
Right.
This reaction that I got when we talked about going to Pizzeria Bianco and another spot in Phoenix, people reaching out from the East Coast, I don't eat pizza anything west of New York City. I'm like, whoa, that's a huge miss. What are you doing?
So my first reaction when I saw the chef's table pizza, I said, oh my God, there's no way this guy can make pizza. But I learned. I lived in LA for 2 years. Millie and I lived when I wrote Gridiron Genius. There's a restaurant called Felix. This chef here, Evan Funk, he went to Italy. And everything he does, the flour, all that, he has a room in his restaurant that is strictly just to make the dough. And I learned that you can make dough anywhere. That's a misconception. Like, I thought it's the water in the dough.
Uh-huh.
It's not. And so I dismissed that west of the Mississippi crap. Like, that's ridiculous.
Good for you.
I promise you, you go to Nancy Silverton Mozza in Los Angeles, that'll be some of the best pizza you ever had in your life there, too. It's outstanding. And Chase Baca, she makes a focaccia bread that's top of the list. So I've been through it all. I know pizza. Like, I know dough. Let me put it that way. I know dough.
You were, like, close to being in heaven on, what was it, Wednesday night when we went?
I loved it. That's all I wanted to do. Brian Musburger and I talked about it. All we cared about was going there.
You wanted to go back the next day.
I would have gone every day, but the carbs kill me. I mean, I'm not going to eat for about 2 weeks after.
You're
this
Italian. Game. You can't. Yeah. You're up against it. The apps. How about the apps? I was blown
Very
away
good
by
apps.
The app. The
enjoy the game today.
Thank you, guys. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for hanging around today. Yep. We'll get into some DraftKings specials that they have for the big game coming up next year, live in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is a VSiN Big Game Betting Update. Here is Stormy Bonantoni.
The countdown continues. We're just hours away from Super Bowl 57. Eagles-Chiefs going head-to-head in Glendale, Arizona. Feels like forever ago that this game opened over at Circa Sportsbook. Chiefs minus 2.5. That line was very quickly on the move. Got as high as Philadelphia minus 2.5. Now, largely, things have settled around Philly minus 1.5. One at DraftKings Sportsbook. 68% of bets, 65% of the handle is laying the number with Philadelphia. 59% of bettors also think this is going to be an over game. Now, tell me if you heard this before. It's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. Earlier this week, NBC sports analyst Chris Sims joined VSiN's The Lombardi Line and broke down what makes Mahomes so special.
Just the pure ability to throw the football is as good as anybody we've ever seen in the history of the sport, right? Yeah. I think it's up there with the Marinos, the Elways, whatever. Nor have we seen the artistry and the different ways he can do it. I mean, he's breaking rules where it's like, wait, don't throw late over the middle. What? Forget that. With Mahomes, fine, do it. He don't throw late across the field. He's doing that. He's running to the right and throwing to the left sideline. So the physical ability, and then I think his ability to work and grow his game is another area that I look at. He's a gym rat. And
good kid, too.
A great kid. He loves the game and working at it. And this year, just look at what he did from last year to this year. Works the pocket better, more patient with reads. He is an all-time great.
One of the most bet props here for Super Bowl 57 is Patrick Mahomes over his passing yards total at 294.5. He did average more than 300 yards per game this season, led the league in passing yards. Now, Mitch and Pauly, as we head back out to Circa Resort and Casino, there is just an absurd number of props available out there. I keep saying if there's something you can think to bet, there's probably an option out there for you. What are some that have grabbed your attention?
Well, the one at DraftKings, and they have a bunch of specials, obviously, on the app and on the website. To tie into what you're talking about with Mahomes here, Paulie, Chiefs money line, Mahomes 275-plus receiving yards, Kelce 75-plus receiving yards. Mahomes passing yards. That's plus 350. Those are all essentially somewhat correlated.
Yeah.
And 275 is below his prop number. The 75 for Kelce is a little bit below his prop number, and then it's almost a pick'em game. So that's plus 350 on that. That one stood out to me. There's definitely a path for that to happen. On the flip side, for the Eagles, they're offering Eagles money line, Hurts 225-plus passing yards, Devontae Smith 60-plus receiving yards, plus 320. I don't like that one because I think the Eagles can win the game, and Hurts doesn't have to have 225 yards passing, or Smith doesn't have to have 60 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm. Creativity, imagination has been great from all these books. A couple I recently saw that were new to me. MVP on the losing team, 50-1. OPI plus 250. Friday we talked about horse collar, 7-1. And then again, as I mentioned 20 minutes ago, but Bet Rivers added any ruling overturned by a challenge, plus 130.
Yeah, you know what I haven't heard a lot of in the last 2 weeks is people making a case for A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith to have big games.
Yeah.
I think I
could see A.J. because based on the how that coverage, what Kansas City could play, how he's ripped up press coverage.
Yeah, so I think that's also tied into the Hurts shoulder injury, right? You want to bet Kelce and A.J. Brown 50-plus receiving yards, it's minus 140.
Sure. I like that.
You take a little bit of that?
Yeah. Right. How can you hold Kelce to 50 yards, right?
I don't know.
I mean, how many targets is he
going to
get?
We have too big of a sample size to know that it's not going to happen for them. Like, he is going to go off in the game at some point. It might not be catches. Like, the Raiders game this year really stood out to me. He had, I think, 7 catches for 25 yards but 4 touchdowns. I mean, he's going to put the dagger in you one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So, any team to score 4, do we get an absolute shootout? Any team to score 40-plus points, yes, plus 425, no, minus 650.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
Does it go we rarely have Super Bowls that go completely off the rails.
Eagles-Patriots.
That's one of them.
Yep. 10-1, no team punts. One team won't punt 10-1. Yeah. The Patriots didn't punt in that game, right? Could this be a game like 07, the last time I was at Radio Row, also in Glendale? But remember the Giants had like a 11-minute drive to start the game, resulted in a field goal. Then the Patriots got the ball. The drive ended with them inside the five. There were two possessions in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Could something like that happen, though, too?
How nervous were you watching that game?
Oh, very.
And it's not even tied into bets. It's just like we live and breathe.
I know. I was hosting a Super Bowl. It was funny how people turned on the Patriots that year. Because the sports books were so loud and raucous, and people were winning so much money because it was Patriots and over every single week. It was the highest scoring team at that point. And then the books said, no more. You couldn't parlay Patriots and over. They stopped it. And the Patriots couldn't cover then after that. It didn't come in. But then I'm hosting Super Bowl parties, and people are booing the Patriots, and the whole place is rooting for the Giants. And I'm like, you dopes. You don't want to see history? What's wrong with you? I despise the 72 Dolphins.
Yeah, the entire city that year had Giants money line.
Yeah.
The entire city had Giants money line.
It's bad here. Right.
It's crazy because...
But there was just something off from the get-go.
Oh, big time. You could tell right away.
They just played, and the Giants couldn't stop them.
That would have been... We did not have it here at the time. Hell, we didn't have... This was years from getting apps, right? That would have been an in-play dream.
Because Patriots weren't pulling away.
Absolutely. Yes. They couldn't do anything on offense right away. And the Giants were putting together just like these. They were sucking the wind completely out of that game.
Good point. In-play wasn't that big in 07 at that point.
I guess it was
08. Yeah, right.
Was M even around, I don't think.
Yeah, Cantor, whatever. But might have been, yeah. But they couldn't block the Giants' defensive line, and then Belichick made some mistakes in that game, too.
So could we see that to open up the drive? Let's say Eagles get the ball, right? And the whole narrative of this team they're just going to run it the entire time to keep it away from Mahomes.
Couple fourth down conversions mixed in there, yeah.
Sure, why not? And they
10-minute drive from the get-go?
Yeah, 9-10-minute drive, and then they kick a field goal.
Yeah.
And it's 3-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way the game plays out for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it might be worth a flyer just taking a shot on, like, exact score 17-14 or 16-13.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Friday, the sleep inducer, Patriots-Rams. Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that thing was going to be 6-3.
I met a gentleman from Fort Lauderdale before the show started. His name's Tony Avello. He specifically made it a point to go see Johnny Avello years ago, and he said, are we related at all? They talked about it for a little bit. There's no connection. Anyway,
same boat. Yeah.
Johnny Avello now at DraftKings. He said that his biggest bet on the game is the under, and he'll do some alt unders as well. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you, for the Super Bowl, if you're really strong on the game going one way or another, like, betting these alt numbers, I think, is a really good idea. There's one year that comes to mind where I did really well on that. That was the Broncos-Carolina game. I was convinced the Panthers were going to do nothing offensively against the Broncos, and I bet every possible under imaginable, and it was like 24-10. So that was a really good result. I mean, that's the way sharp bettors look at this, is that they want nothing to happen in the Super Bowl.
Frank B. Special.
Yeah, that's what he told us last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're right. That the Rams-Patriots example is a good one. I mean, 3 points. That was 400-1. Will there be a pick six? Yes is 6-1. The no is minus 1,000. Stormy was telling us during the break she took some flyers on long shots to win the MVP. Gardner Johnson's one of them. And a pick six could get it done. A pick six could win the MVP.
I if you want to go that route, I'm looking at Reddick and guys who could wreak havoc with sacks. And
yeah, he gets to Mahomes, maybe a strip sack or something. Now, this is one that you pointed out as well last week. How about the, you can find both teams to score 15 points, both teams to score 20 points.
Oh, that's outrageous. I couldn't believe, it's 350, right?
Yeah.
Well, both teams score 15 points. It's only 350.
Right, right. How about the Chiefs? If you want to flip it from what we just talked about with the alt-unders, but Chiefs to win and both teams to score more than 20 points is plus 250. Eagles to win and both teams to score more than 20 points is plus 230. You could bet both of those to lock in, but if you're convinced both teams are going to score 20 points, you could take the plus 250 and the plus 230.
Yeah, we can't dabble here because it's got to be graded by this box score, but how about any Rihanna props? you know, first song, cleavage, that type of thing. Will she have sunglasses on, small plus price? Will Drake hit the stage? He's in Arizona. Jay-Z, will he be there? Right? Commercials. Will she wear a necklace? Yes, $5. Will she wear sunglasses? Yes, $5, plus $120. Huh? Total number of songs performed, 8.5. You have the commercial props. You have the Gronk stuff. You have the national anthem, which we know we've talked about many times.
People are making a case for last song to be Please Don't Stop the Music.
Please Don't Stop the Music.
Yep.
First song, that's 5-1. First song, this is what I came for, 4-1. Where have you been? Good tune. Plus 450. Don't Stop the Music, 5. Umbrella, 10-1.
I'm looking for...
Yeah. I don't have last song.
If you can bet that stuff. I mean, by the way, the yellow-green on the Gatorade took some serious
big
action.
Move.
Because yeah. I think it was Kelsey who came out and said that, all year long it's been yellow-green.
Yes.
My wife made a great case last night that...
I thought that was Lane Johnson with the
Lane
Eagles.
Johnson. Ponder Replay.
What?
That was her first hit ever. Could be the opening song. I think that's a massive number.
What is it?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.